Jim Long of Southwest Champaign works as a computer systems engineer at the University of Illinois. But much of the week, his car stays in the garage.
I'm in a better frame of mind if I don't drive. I can get stuff done on the bus. I'll do work or whatever, so I just prefer to let somebody else do the driving, really.
Long is one in a handful on campus this afternoon, waiting to take the MTD's Green Line home. He lives in the Trails at Brittany, one of several subdivisions that the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District annexed last summer. For more than a decade, he's been a faithful bus rider. Long says he plans to vote no in next week's referendum, but adds he's in the minority and expects it to pass. Scott Tapley also lives in Southwest Champaign and organized the pro-referendum campaign. He says when neighbors first learned of the annexation at hearings last year, volunteers collected the required 500 signatures before even announcing a petition drive. Tapley says forming a separate MTD became necessary because the CU MTD was oblivious to their concerns.
Mass transit districts in Illinois are the only entities that we could find that can literally force annex territory without any type of democratic vote or influence on it. And so it sure looks unconstitutional to us.
When the petitions were turned in last summer, it took a judge to place the referendum on the ballot. After months of hearings, the vote has been allowed to proceed. If the referendum fails next week, Tapley says his group still hopes to challenge the MTD annexation in court, provided his group finds about $15,000 in legal fees. And if it passes, a judge will have to decide whether two MTDs can coexist. Tapley says there's no precedent for that.
There's very little guidance in the legislation, so the judge is really going to have to make a determination of what's fair based on some principle that they can find to use.
But the Champaign-Urbana MTD says supporting buses should be the same as paying taxes for libraries or parks. Bill Volk is the MTD's managing director.
We have an agreement with the city of Champaign that as they annex territory, we will annex that territory if we are capable of doing so.
Volk argues that when the city of Champaign annexed these neighborhoods, MTD annexation was a natural progression.
The long-range transportation plan and all the work that was done on that recognizes that if we just continue to grow outward and the only means of transportation that those folks living out there have are automobiles, we're going to become congested over a period of time, and the amount of money spent on the road system is going to be unaffordable.
Volk says the MTD has followed the law, having the authority to annex other areas since 1988, but he says it waited until 2004, when the mayors of Champaign and Urbana signed off on the long-range transportation plan. Sue Schimmel is a resident of Lincolnshire Fields subdivision. She doesn't want buses in her neighborhood, but says she'd be willing to support the CU MTD if it just reassessed its finances.
I think if this MTD district would get an independent audit, would look at the number of times empty buses roll down streets and would assess how efficient they were and curtail, cut back, we might consider asking them to join us.
If the referendum passes and Southwest Champaign wins out in court, it's still unknown what kind of bus service would take place in the area. Scott Tapley says it's conceivable that once a new district forms a board of trustees, it would opt to provide no service. Bus rider Jim Long says he's convinced if the petitioners win, bus service would end, but not immediately.
I'm not too concerned about that at this point. I'm sure for the next year at least, MTD will be running some type of service out to where I live.
No matter who wins next week's referendum, the heated debate between the Champaign-Urbana MTD and the residents of Southwest Champaign will continue. The MTD held what it called an informational open house last night. Petitioners called it deliberate use of taxpayer dollars to influence the vote. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580.